The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another installment of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me today. Well, the Metropolitan Area Planning Agency, or MAPA, exists to provide local governments with planning and technical support, thinking regionally and long range, on the core issues that impact the vibrancy of the Greater Omaha and Council Bluffs area. Well, here to explain one of the many projects that they work on, Carlos Morales, who's MAPA's Transportation and Data Manager. Carlos, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Well, before we get into this very specific regional freight study, generally speaking, can you give us an overview of what is your job as a transportation and data manager at MAPA?
Very excellent question. I ask myself that every day. Just kidding. As you said in the intro, one of the key things that MAPA does provide is kind of that level of future thought, right? We're looking at big questions within the region, and mainly as it pertains to walking, biking, transit, and other modes of transportation throughout the region. How do we move goods and services? How do we facilitate people being able to have choices in their mobility? How do we look at 20, 30, 40 years down the line and what the future holds for our region? So it's not one city in particular, it's an entire region encompassing both Douglas, Sarpy, and the urbanized area of Potawatomi. So from day-to-day work, it's a lot of looking at future studies, looking at future funding availabilities, and trying to facilitate local communities to enhance or enact those transportation funding opportunities.
Can you talk about the purpose behind this regional freight study?
As our region continues to grow, we have this nexus and this kind of juxtaposition between trying to move goods and services through freight, whether it's trucks, whether it's rail, whether it's air, whether it's shipping cargo. We have all these movements for goods and services, but we're also seeing a lot of safety concerns, a lot of communities investing in trying to make their communities more walkable, easier to navigate if you're a pedestrian or a cyclist, and that puts a little bit of strain. It develops additional congestion. It develops other newer forms of transportation to come in. And so we're going to try to tackle some of those questions in this kind of comprehensive regional freight study. It's the first time we've done this. Traditionally, we've relied on both our state partners who are also doing their own freight plans, but looking at the larger state systems, right? So what does freight mean for the state of Nebraska and what does freight mean for the state of Iowa?
Are you looking for people to be involved at some level? And if so, what kind of people are you looking for to provide feedback?
Yeah, and this is a very interesting kind of technical study, really honing in on the movement of specific freight vehicles, trucks in particular, rail cars and trains, obviously. But right now we have several members of cities and communities identified, as well as our local Nebraska Department of Transportation and Iowa Department of Transportation as some of the key stakeholders. However, throughout the study, we're going to navigate where it takes us, right? It's kind of like going down the river, not really knowing where we're going to go, but understanding that there's going to be curves and there's going to be things that we're going to need to explore further. And one of those might be actually, how does freight interact with your local community? We've seen some of these interactions throughout different parts of our community, and maybe that's an area we're going to explore a little bit more. Again, trying to explore and understand what are some of the key perspectives and key differences and key aspects that we need to hone in on and try to find different solutions that accommodate safety, bring goods and services to our local communities and prop up that economic development and keep everyone happy, you know? I just noticed our holiday season spending this year, and for my family, We did majority of our shopping online, which is changing our dynamics of how we get goods and services too, right?
How long will this study go on?
We're looking at about a year-long process. We'll get started in earnest in the next couple months, digging into stakeholder interviews, going out to public and local communities, and then hopefully, if everything goes well, within a year, we'll have this done. So possibly spring 2027, we'll have a good regional plan ready to go.
Outstanding. This will be the first comprehensive evaluation of the transportation system's ability to accommodate freight movement within the Omaha Council Bluffs metro region, and it is the MAPA Regional Freight Study. The MAPA Transportation and Data Manager is Carlos Morales. Carlos, thank you so much for taking the time to share this study with us. And boy, good luck. We look forward to talking to you later on as the results pour in.
Excellent. Feel free to call us on over and happy to share what we keep finding.